Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you very much, Evangelist Duna. Today we are going to look at a critical point on the rapture. And this is connected to Daniel chapter 2. We are going to read Daniel chapter 2, then allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to us what this thing means to us, this our generation. So open your Bible to Daniel chapter 2. I'm reading from New International Version, the NIV. The headline, the Nebuchadnezzar's dream. In the second year of his reign, Nebuchadnezzar had dreams. His mind was troubled, and he could not sleep. So the king summoned the magicians, the enchanters, the sorcerers, and astrologers to tell him what he had dreamed. When they came in and stood before the king, he said to them, "I have a dream that troubles me, and I want to know what it means." Then the astrologers answered the king, "May the king live forever. Tell your servants
Amen.
The dream, and we will interpret it." The king replied to the astrologers, "This is what I have firmly decided. If you do not tell me what my dream was and interpret it, I will have you cut into pieces and your house turned into piles of rubble. But if you tell me the dream and explain it, you will receive from me gifts and rewards and great honor. So tell me the dream and interpret it, and interpret for me." Once they reply, "The king, tell his servants the dream, and we will interpret it." Then the king answered, "I am certain that you are trying to gain time, because you realize that this is what I have firmly decided. If you do not tell me the dream, there is only one penalty for you. You have conspired to tell me misleading and wicked things, hoping the situation will change. So then, tell me the dream, and I will know that you can interpret it." The astrologers answered the king, "There is one holy earth. There is no one on the earth who can do what the king asks. No king, however great and mighty, has ever asked such thing of any magicians or enchanters or astrologer. What the king asks is too difficult. No one can reveal it to the king except the gods, and they do not live among humans. This made the king so angry and furious that he ordered the execution of all wise men of Babylon. So the decree was issued to put the wise men to death, and men were sent to look for Daniel and his friends to put them to death. when Arioch, the commander of the king guides, had gone out to put death the wise men of Babylon, Daniel spoke to him with wisdom and tact. He asked the king's officer, why did the king issue such a harsh decree? Arioch then explained the matter to Daniel. At this, Daniel went into the king and asked for time so that he might interpret the dream for him. Then Daniel returned to his house and explained the matter to his friends, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. He asked them to plead for mercy from the God of heaven for sending this mystery so that he and his friends might not be executed with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. During the night, the mystery was revealed to Daniel in a vision. Then Daniel praised the God of heaven and said, praise be to the name of God forever and ever. Wisdom and power are his. He changes times and seasons. He deposes kings and raises up others. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. He reveals deep and hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness and dwells with him. He thanked and praised God. God of my ancestors, you have given me wisdom and power. You have made known to me what we ask of you. You have made known to us the dream of the king. Daniel interprets the king. Daniel went to Arioch, whom the king had appointed to execute the wise men of Babylon, and said to him, do not execute the wise men of Babylon. Take me to the king, and I will interpret his dream for him. Arioch told Daniel to the king at once and said, I have found a man among the elders from Judah, who can tell the king what his dream means. The king asked Daniel, also called Belshazzar, are you able to tell me what I saw in my dream and interpret it? Daniel replied, no wise man, enchanter or magician or diviner can explain to the king the mystery he has asked about. But there is a God in heaven who reveals mysteries. He has shown the king Nebuchadnezzar what will happen in days to come. Your dream and the vision that passed through your mind as you were lying in bed are this. As your majesty was lying there, your mind turned to things to come, and the revealer of mystery show you what is going to happen. As for me, this mystery has been revealed to me, not because I have greater wisdom than anyone else alive, but so that your majesty may know the interpretation and that you may understand what went through your mind. Your majesty looked, and there before you stood a large statue, an enormous brazen statue, handsome in appearance. The head of the statue was made of pure gold, his chest and arms of silver, and his belly and thighs of bronze, his legs of iron, his feet partially of iron and partially of baked clay. While you were watching, a rock was cut out, but not by human hands, to struck the statues on his feet of iron and clay and smash them. Then the iron and the clay, the bronze and the silver and the gold were all broken to pieces and became like chaff on thrashing floor. in the summer. The wind swept away them away without leaving a trace. But the rock that struck the statues became a huge mountain filled with whole earth. This was the dream, and now we will interpret it to the king. Your Majesty, you are the King of Kings. The God of Heaven has given you dominion and power and might and glory in your hands, has placed all mankind and beasts of the field and the birds in the sky, wherever they live. He has made you ruler of them all. You are the head of the gold. After you, another kingdom will arise, inferior to yours. Next, a third kingdom, one of bronze, will rule over all the earth. Finally, there will be a fourth kingdom, strong as iron, for iron breaks and smashes everything. As iron breaks things to pieces, so it will crush and break all others. Just as you saw that the feet and the toes were partially of baked clay and partially of iron, so this will be divided kingdom. Yet it will have some of the strength of iron in it. Even as you saw iron mixed, as the toes were partially iron and partially clay, so this kingdom will be partially strong and partially bitter. And just as you saw the iron mixed with baked clay, so the people will be mixed and will not remain united, and more than iron mixed with clay. In the time of those things, the God of Heaven will set up a kingdom that will never be destroyed, nor will be left to another. It will crush all those kingdoms and bring them to an end, but it will itself dwell forever. This is the meaning of the vision of the rock. Mark the rock, cut out of the mountains, but not by human hands. A rock that broke the iron, the bronze, the clay, the silver, and the gold to pieces. The great God has shown the king what will take place in the future. The dream is true, and its interpretation is trustworthy. The dream is true, and its interpretation is trustworthy. The dream is true, and its interpretation is trustworthy. Then the king, Nebuchadnezzar, fell in prostrate before the Daniel and paid him honor and ordered that an offering and incense be presented to him. The king said to Daniel, "Surely your God is the God of gods. Your God is the God of gods, the Lord of kings, and the revealer of mysteries. For you were able to reveal this mystery." Then the king placed Daniel in a high position and lavished many gifts on him. And he made him ruler of the entire province of Babylon and placed him in charge of all its wise men forever. At Daniel's request, the king appointed Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, administrators over the province of Babylon, while Daniel himself remained at the royal court. My fellow brothers and sisters, this is unfulfilling prophecy, and it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And it's connected to the end time. It's connected to the end time. You see, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and he don't want any trickish magicians, astrologists to trick him, because magicians, he knows, are all are trickers. So he did not tell them the dream. He wanted somebody who can reveal the dream and interpret it. He wanted somebody who can bring out the dream and interpret it. By those people, those wise men, those magicians that he brought, those astrologers, they told the king that this king, no king on this earth, has able to ask this request. This is not down anywhere. You have to first of all tell us the dream, and we will interpret it. The king said, no, I don't want any trickish something. I won't tell the dream. But I want you to tell me the dream, then interpret it. Then I'll make sure that it is true. They told the king that, oh, king, live forever. This is your request. Nobody, woman, raised, can able to tell the king his request. It's impossible. What you are asking is impossible. So the king made a decree that if these people could not tell him the dream, he's going to kill them all. Because no, it seems they are not wise as they claim to be. And we all know that Daniel has been captured as a slave to Babylon. All Israelites have been captured and they have been sent to Babylon. So the news went out, and when Daniel heard the news, he prayed to the guy, the officer, that, oh, officer, could you please tell the king to give me some days so that I may request the king's request for my God. And he said, okay, I will tell the king. So that the guide went to the king and said, I have found somebody who wants to tell the king the dream and interpret it. So Daniel went and informed his fellow friends, his fellow believers, his fellow associates, that they all believe in one God, the God of heaven, and said, oh, my people, there has been a request that we have to pray to our God for God to reveal the secret of mystery, because he is the one who knows the mystery of life. He is the one who knows the mystery of things, that God will give us the understanding so that we can answer the king he requests. They pray. And God of heaven, the king of the kings, God who created heaven and earth, God who created human being, who knows the heart of every human being, who knows what is going on, what everything that is coming on, was able to reveal the secret to Daniel.
Amen.
Yes. So Daniel went to the king, and first of all, he told the king the dream. He was able to reveal what the king dreamed. Then he interpreted the dream to the king. The king was so happy because Daniel was able to tell him exactly what he saw inside his dream. And he was able to interpret it. So Daniel was honored and given opportunity to govern in his administration. Now this dream has been fulfilled. It remained the last one to fulfill. All things, from the gold, from the bronze, from the silver, the clay, everything has been fulfilled. It now remained. We are in the generation that have to fulfill the final of the dream. Praise the Lord. And we thank God.
Hallelujah.
When God when God asked, when Jesus Christ came on the earth here, he asked his disciples, whom do you think I, Jesus Christ, I am? Who do you think? And they were contemplating, and Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, I bless you, be Peter. Today I will call you rock. Upon your rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall never prevail against it. People who have revelation from God, who God will reveal the mysteries of the world, are the people that can build the church, that the church will be strong and crush the kingdoms of this earth. So we are the people, we are the people that are going to make the rock. Peter was a man like me and you. God saw his knowledge that he is the rock. He is the rock that he will build the church, and the gates of hell shall never prevail against it.
Never prevail. Amen.
So,
yes, Lord.
So church establishment is not because you know the Bible. You have to have a revelation from God Almighty to give you a revelation that will enable you to build a church that the gate of hell shall never prevail against it. It's not for only ordinary person. It's not for a scholar. It's not for anybody. By somebody who has dedicated his life, who has encounter with God, who has God has revealed himself to him how he could build a church that will crush the kingdoms of this earth. We see people nowadays, everybody is looking for recognition. Everybody want recognition. We go to school to receive degrees that we can be recognized. So people spend money. Their motive of going to school is to for money. When I go to school, I study medicine, I will become doctor. And doctor, we know doctors are money making people. So their motive of going to school is to get money. And we have doctors, and doctors, millions of doctors, and people are still dying. They cannot solve the mystery of death because the doctors have no ability to solve the mystery of death. So people spend their time, spend their knowledge, go to school to acquire knowledge, and that knowledge cannot touch God, cannot penetrate to have the mystery of death that is happening. So people are still dying. And God came on the earth to solve the problem of dying. He take care of, only God can take care of the death penalty that he bestow on us. He has reinstated us to have eternal life. But people, to spend their time, all their time to be recognized as doctors and to get money, and people are dying in hospitals. Politicians spend their time, go to school, their motive is to make money. So when you go to school, they spend their time, they spend every time to seek for knowledge. And their knowledge they are acquiring is to make policies. And these policies cannot crush the kingdoms of earth because their policies are devil, are corrupt. They cannot do any good. And people are still suffering for poverty, for sickness, and for all sorts of illness on this earth. So politicians, they are out. Doctors, they are out. Nurses, they are out. Every educator, every person that pursue worldly education to be recognized, you know, to have a degree is to be recognized, is to have to be recognized so that you can get a job. So the motive of going to school is to be recognized and get a degree that when you come, you get a good pay, you get a job, and you get a good pay. So the motives even disqualify them to work for God. They spend their time, they spend their knowledge, they spend everything to acquire knowledge. And this knowledge cannot, God cannot use their knowledge, but the kingdom of this earth has to be crushed so that God's kingdom can come to be established. So whom are the rock? People are thinking it's Jesus that is in heaven is going to crush the kingdom of God. No! He is going to use people like Peter, and when Peter was able to recognize him as the son of the living God. And Jesus Christ said, you are rock, because God has revealed to you, it has not revealed to you by human being, but it has revealed to you by God of heaven. So you are the rock, and upon your rock, upon the stone, that I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall never prevail against it. People like Peter are God looking to build a church that will crush the kingdoms of this earth. People like Peter, uneducated, not educated, but he was able to connect himself to God for God to reveal Jesus Christ to him. And Jesus recognized Jesus Christ to be the Son of the living God. And Jesus Christ, in his own knowledge, affirmed that you, Peter, upon your rock, I'll build my church, and the gate of hell shall never prevail against it. What am I saying? We spend our time, the whole time of our life seeking to be recognized by the world.
Mm.
Seeking to be recognized by the world, because if you don't have degree, you will not have job, better good pay. So we spend, see how many people are going to university to acquire knowledge, going to university to be educated, going to university to be politicians, going to universities to be managers, going to universities to be doctors, going to universities to be nurses, going to every day people are struggling to go to university so that they can be recognized. And at all long last, they will keep death will come upon them because they never recognized Jesus Christ as the Savior of this world. And as a young man, as I was growing forth, and I wanted to know God, because I wanted to know, they said, Jesus died for us. And if Jesus died for us, why are we still dying? This was my concern. And I said to myself, if it's a God living, if it's a living God, I want to know him to find out why Jesus came to die for us, and why are we still dying? I didn't understand. I wanted to know. I didn't want a European to come and teach me. I didn't want America to come and teach me. I didn't want anybody to come and teach me. But I wanted to know myself. So I started telling God, if it is, it's a living God, if anything I do, if wrong or right, let him judge me, that I may not die before he judges me. And my heart was totally for looking for him. And God saw my heart, and I said, he said, yes, he had to reveal himself to me because I'm looking for something no man can give it to me unless him himself. So I had to encounter God, and he showed me how I can live my life. Not a church show me, not a woman being show me, but God, the living God, was able to reveal himself to me because he saw my heart and know that I was looking for something no man can tell me unless himself. So our education today is worldly. We suffer, we spend our time, we spend our money to acquire knowledge, and at the end, death comes to take us. It means we are all working for death if we don't know Jesus Christ as the living God. So, as time goes on, these scriptures or this this prophetic mystery that the book and this had it, God made me this dream known to me also, and he revealed to me that with this our generation, we are going to experience the rapture. The rapture. So God is looking for people like Peter who will set him with his wholeheartedly. God are looking for people who are looking for him with their heart, not their mind, but they are looking for people who hearts are towards God, looking for, diligently searching for God. And according to the Bible, those who search God diligently, he will reward them. He will reward us. So a new generation have to wake up, and set their heart to God, not money. They are going to school to look for God, not for money. If you set your heart on money, oh, you will not see God. Because according to the Bible, we cannot worship God and money at the same time. So either you will love one more than another. So our heart today, it is possible for us to live forever. With God, all things are possible. There's nothing impossibility with God. With him, all things are possible. He is the one that created heaven and earth. He is the one that controls the affairs of men. He is the one bring your dream to successful. So I urge you, brothers and sisters, to seek God with all your heart, with all your might, and you will find him. God is looking for people who worship him in the truth, in the spirit. Oh, that this is the time, he's setting appointment time to bring the kingdoms of heavens and set his kingdom on the earth here. We thank God for his world. His world is transforming us to be like Christ. His world is making us to be like the rock. Though we are made by clay, but he is making us go through suffering and bring us into a place where we will be like a rock. That a rock will break up all the kingdoms, all the governments of this earth, and charge them for the king of the kings to come and establish his kingdom. So God is looking at us. As we are looking for God to come, he also is looking at us. Are we conforming ourselves to be Christ? Or are we following, just be following and looking for money for our belly? Are we not, enticing to have God to build us like a rock that he will use us to break the kingdoms of the government of this earth? As we are looking for Jesus Christ to come, he also is looking for us to be conformed like him, that he, the Holy Spirit, will use us to break the kingdoms of this earth. Are we conforming to be like image of Christ, or are we just following him and seeking, and suffering and just die and go away? God is looking for people who will conform like his dear son Jesus Christ. He has given us all godliness that can change us, that can conform us, that can make us like a rock that will eat all the kingdoms of the earth. He is making us, though we are made by the clay, but he is building us to be rock. He's changing us to be rock. Like Peter, when Peter was able to recognize Jesus Christ as the Son of the living God. So if you don't know Jesus Christ to be the Son of the living God, or the God of all flesh, it means you cannot transform to be like his image. First of all, you have to recognize that Jesus Christ is the standard that God is looking. God is looking the standard of Jesus Christ, and that we all should conform like Jesus Christ and use this to break the governments of this earth. My dears brothers and sisters, the rapture is here. But God will never rapture us until he sees us, that we have conformed ourselves to be the image of Christ. Are you going to the school because of money? Money cannot change you. Money will just corrupt you. But if you can set your heart for God, that you are just going to school to look for God, because God is the center of everything. We have pushed God in a box. The politicians have put God in a box. They don't even mention God, Jesus Christ, to be the Son of the living God. And they are making policies that are killing people, that are bringing poverty to their people, and to corrupt the people, so that the people may not seek for God. But the good news is this. The Holy Spirit is everywhere. Well, as I'm talking, the bombardment that is going into the government that will never recognize Jesus Christ as their savior and their redeemer, their government are going to collapse, because they cannot do anything to better the lives of the people if they don't recognize Jesus Christ as a living God. If they don't recognize him, if they don't mention Jesus Christ in their policies, if they don't invite Jesus Christ as the true ruler, their government are collapsing as I'm speaking. Their government cannot rise up, because this is the time we have to recognize the government of Jesus Christ to be established on the earth here, all over the world. As I'm speaking right now, Bombardments are going on. Governments are failing. See what is happening in Nigeria. Their government cannot even stand to look for the those girls that has been kidnapped. Oh my God, my Father! This is the time Jesus Christ is coming to establish His own kingdom, but He cannot come unless we preach the good news. The power of Almighty God, the gospel, is about to establish. God is about to establish His kingdom, but this is the beginning that we have to pronounce the kingdom of our dear Jesus Christ. I am a politician.
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ. Wherever I go, I stand in the campaign for the power that is about to break all the kingdoms.
Hallelujah.
Of this government. The kingdom of government has set to break up. They are breaking, they have failed their people. They have failed the entire nations. They have failed everybody. Every kingdom has been failed. And this is the time God's kingdom is about to break all the government of this world to fulfill the dreams of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar's dream is about to fulfill in the last time, because God is training His people. God is about to take over. He's taking over in the manifestation of the children of God. We cannot wait.
Amen.
To see the manifestation.
Yes.
We cannot wait. We cannot wait. All over the world, the Holy Spirit is a wind. As whoever hears my word will carry the power of Almighty God. So, I'm giving back to Evangelist Dona to finalize what I've said. In next week, we will continue. Thank you very much.
Amen, amen. A powerful message from Apostle Paulius Amakodia from Dallas, Texas. Christ for the African Ministry. You have been hearing about Daniel chapter 2, and he's been sharing kingdom insights. And the question is, are you chasing after the things of the world, money, or are you conforming into being like the rock that will crush all the rocks or the systems in place with the gospel of Jesus Christ and His truth and spirit? Which direction are you taking today? Are you getting prepared for the rapture to do the work and the will of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? That is what Apollos has been talking about today, and I'm encouraging the world out there to take heed to the message. And that if you are a child of God, a Christian, one that follows after Christ, that seeks the kingdom of the living God, I'm encouraging you today to follow the path of being the rock, the one that will expose the gospel of Jesus Christ in truth and spirit, to crush all of the rocks, the systems that have been put in place by the enemy that is hindering the world from going forward today. We thank Apostle Paulius for the message that he delivered, and you again, you're listening to Donna Wortham, now Gani, CEO of Kingdom Empowerment, Inc., and we thank everyone for joining us today on the show, and we welcome you at all times, and we just want to say, as always, that we love you, and we hope that you will come back and join with us again as we give out Kingdom Insights on Are You Rapture Ready? And delivered by Apostle Paulius Amakodia. And we do thank you for the message that you delivered today. It was a powerful reminder to the body of Christ coming from Daniel chapter 2. And I'd just like to lift you up before the Lord and pray that He will continue to give you strength and to endure the path that you've taken, and that you will continue to be a rock of salvation, following after the salvation of Jesus Christ and delivering the gospel to the kingdom of God and to those that do not know Christ, within unto you, give yourself unto Christ today. And Apostle Paul, as he was ministering today, he said he sought God out himself. He didn't wait for the preacher to tell him. He didn't wait for the pastor to tell him. He wasn't looking for an evangelist or an apostle or a prophet to come and tell him. He decided to seek God himself and ask him to reveal himself to him in truth and in spirit. And that way, when you do seek the Lord in this manner, he also will reveal himself to you. You will know in truth and spirit that he is the Lord of lords, and that he is the King of kings, and that there is none like unto him. Just as Daniel went out to seek him for the dream that Nebuchadnezzar had in Daniel chapter 2, God revealed himself to him, and he said, this is the dream. And Daniel was able to go back to Nebuchadnezzar and deliver the dream in the perspective and in the truth and the spirit that God had given it to him. Therefore, Nebuchadnezzar knew that he was speaking to God. In verse 47, it says, surely your God is the God of gods and the Lord of kings and the revealer of mysteries. For you were able to reveal this mystery. God will speak to you. He will talk to you in visions. He will speak to you in dreams. He will speak to you audibly. God is not dead. He is alive. He is the revealer of all things. He is revelation. Seek the Lord now while he may be found and while you have breath to do so. Apostle Paul, is in final words.
This is the word to the church now. Now, the church should not, go to church just to worship God. Say they are worshiping God. God wants to use us to transform us to be like his dear son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the standard that will break up the government. Jesus Christ is the standard that will break up the government. They will, Jesus Christ, do not fear. Fear is has bounded us to rise up, to shine for God who created heaven and earth. But if Jesus Christ is in you, that is the standard. You will not be silent and you will not be quiet. You will speak.
Amen.
To the government.
Hallelujah.
And if they don't listen to your words, God, they cannot never fulfill. We know they are in the government to serve the people. But if they are serving the people and their people are suffering, it means their government is collapsed already. There's no policy that can change the lives of the people. So if they are not listening, it means their doom day is at hand. They have to prepare. Nobody, no military force is going to interrupt their government. Nothing. But the Holy Spirit is going to shoot out and break up the government. You see how, what is happening in other countries. Other countries, their government, people are protesting against them. People are rise up against them. All are in the line of divine intervention of God. God is about to break up the government. So be prepared. Transform yourself. Think about God. Give your heart to God. And search for him diligently. And you will be part of the part of the rock that is going to break up the kingdom in this our generation. I cannot wait to see. You also will not wait to see. Let us team up and work for God in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Continue the body of Christ that in this hour, if you read in Matthew 24, all the books of Daniel, there is revelation showing that the world is hearing its pace as the Bible has prophesied, as the Word of God has prophesied, as Jesus Christ has prophesied. It will come. And I believe that this is a time now to seek God more than ever, because if there is a famine, who will you depend on? What will you depend on? Because remember, your family, everyone is experiencing that famine. Only place that you can go to is through Jesus Christ. He provided for Isaac in the famine. He provided for Elijah in the famine. He can also do the same for you. If only you avail yourself and allow him to reveal himself to you, open the door and he will come in and dine with you. Don't reject the door that he is knocking at. The Bible says that if you hear ye the word of God and you refuse it, you are refusing the Spirit of God. That is blasphemy to the Holy Spirit. Open up your hearts and listen to the word of God. Take heed to now while there's time in this hour. In Jesus' name. We love you all and we thank you for listening today. And we look forward to having you back with us again on Sunday, same time, 9 a.m. Central Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time, and hear the word of God with from Apostle Paulius, Makodia, Kingdom Insight, or you ready for the rapture. Have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.